Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We honor you, O Lord. You are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, O Lord. We exhort you. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised. We return all glory unto you. Father, we exhort you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, O Lord. We exhort your name. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another day. Oh, for another beautiful day, another beautiful morning. Lord, we say thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt your name. And Father, we are before you this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 5th of January, 2026, the first Monday of the month and the first Monday of the year 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his love over your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to this week as you go today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, oh, I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I take delivery of God's provision for me this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every evil agenda of the enemy over my day, over my week. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I speak favor into my week. In the name of Jesus, I release the mercy of the Lord upon my life, upon my day, upon my week. In the name of Jesus, I declare today every satanic agenda over my life is frustrated. Satanic agenda over my destiny is canceled. In the name of Jesus, oh, I promote the agenda of grace over my life, over my day, over my week. In the name of Jesus, every conspiracy of the evil one over my day, over my week is frustrated. And they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus, every weapon of the enemy that is prepared against my day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare every tongue that rises against me in judgment. Oh, your words are condemned. In the name of Jesus, your words are cancelled over my life. Your word will not stand in the name of Jesus. I speak over you that your word betray you and your word begin to follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, as for me, whosoever blesses me is blessed, and whosoever lift up their hand against me is cursed. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every minute, every second of this day will produce the evidence of God's divine favor upon my life, of the evidence of God's favor upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, for he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I declare that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare today I receive supernatural help from the Lord. I declare my week, my day, you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of error as I proceed this week. Every spirit of error, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into error. I will not walk in error this day, this week, in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of men. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into tragedy. For the spirit of the Lord order my steps. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the gate of blessings of this week you are opened unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the glory of the Lord overshadow me in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord is with me. The presence of the Lord is my shield and my defense. As I go today, the presence of the Lord becomes my protection. The glory of the Lord becomes my covering. The fire of Holy Ghost becomes my defense in the name of Jesus. The devices of the wicked is frustrated over me. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I possess the gate of blessing of this week. I claim the blessings for myself in the name of Jesus. I claim the blessings into my life in the name of Jesus. I declare, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Oh, the Lord God is with me. Therefore, gate of blessings of this week, you are opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is the first Monday in the month of January and in the year 2026. But before we go into the blessings that the Lord has prepared for you this week, I want you to open your mouth and pray for this nation. Declare the words of the Lord upon Nigeria. Declare the mercy of the Lord, that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Declare that the enterprise of the enemy be disappointed in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will frustrate the wicked over this nation, that they will not prosper in their enterprise in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will arise and will fight for the cause of the righteous. The Lord will arise and fight for this nation in the name of Jesus. Let us declare that the blood of Jesus will speak better things over Nigeria. The blood of Jesus will speak better things over this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, declare that the hand of the wicked paralyzed over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Let us pray that the Lord will strengthen the hand of the righteous in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise and have mercy upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your mercy over Nigeria. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon us and have mercy. Lord, you will frustrate the tokens of the wicked over Nigeria. The enterprise of the wicked you will frustrate in the name of Jesus. Father, you will frustrate their devices in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you will arise and you will establish your covenant over Nigeria. You will establish your kingdom over this nation in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy speak for us over this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to remember that it is a good thing for you to declare the mercy and the blessings of the Lord over your nation, over your country. No matter what the situation is, yes, we all know it is as bad as what you can imagine. But still, speak the word of the Lord. Speak the word of grace. Speak the word of mercy over Nigeria. The hand of the Lord is upon this nation. We are still standing only by the mercy of the Lord. Keep confessing the grace of God, the blessings of God upon Nigeria. The Lord will frustrate the gatherings of the wicked over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Praise God. By the grace of God, today is Monday, the first day of the working week. The Lord has prepared his blessing for you as you step out today. I want you to turn with me to the anchor scripture for blessing that the Lord has given us for the month of January and for the year 2026. And that is the book of Numbers chapter 6 verse 24 to 26. That is where the Lord gave us his blessings for the year 2026. Most importantly, for the month of January. I told you on that day that the Lord has placed his blessings in my mouth, that I should bless you as you go this week, this month, and this year in the name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 6 verse 24 to 26. Let this passage of the scripture be in your mouth every morning as you step out. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You can personalize the scripture passage and say, the Lord bless me, the Lord keep me, the Lord make his face shine upon me, the Lord be gracious unto me, the Lord lift up his countenance upon me and give me peace in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this season. this week in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The Lord bless your blessings in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless the works of your hand. Your labor will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in foolishness in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in the wrong direction. The Spirit of the Lord will direct your path, will direct your steps in the name of Jesus. You will not labor for another man to inherit in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will live, you will be alive and in good health to enjoy your harvest in the name of Jesus. Your labor will not be a waste in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in the wrong direction. You will not labor in another man's field for another man to harvest in the name of Jesus. Your labor will be under mercy and with the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. For he has said in his word that he will make his face shine upon you and he will be gracious unto you. I say it again, your labor will not be a waste. Your labor will be under the mercy of the Lord and crowned with the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, your season of harvest will come speedily in the name of Jesus. Your season of harvest will outlast your time of labor in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life in the name of Jesus, your life aligned with the blessings of the Lord. Your life aligned with the provision of the Lord for you this season in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, God is committed to your help this season in the name of Jesus. He will arise for your help as you look up unto the Lord, as you lift up your eyes unto him. The Lord arise for your help in the name of Jesus. I say this over your life, you will enjoy the goodness and the mercy of the Lord in another dimension in the name of Jesus. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord bring you in favor with men in the name of Jesus. The Lord be gracious unto you. You will enjoy the mercy of the Lord in another dimension in the name of Jesus. His mercy bring you to feast at the table of the kings and at the table of the noble in the name of Jesus. You no longer feed from the crumbs that fall from the table, but your seat is prepared by mercy at the table of the king and at the table of the noble in the name of Jesus. His blessings becomes your daily experience in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord takes full expression in your day. The mercy of the Lord takes full expression in your everyday life in the name of Jesus. The Lord set your feet on the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I declare over you as you go this week that your most impossible, your most difficult becomes the most easiest for you this season in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. You are the one that the Lord has blessed. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The Lord bless you and the Lord bless your blessing in the name of Jesus. I read his word unto you again. I declare his blessing upon you one more time. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Beloved, I want to remind you, by the grace of the Lord, this year we are back again on our programs just as we have been doing it before, because January has 5 Thursdays. So we are going to be taking the 3rd Thursday, not the 2nd one, and the last Thursday of this month. The 3rd Thursday is our prayer launch, a 1 hour prayer break. You can take that time out and join us and pray together. You can join us online on site. It's a 1 hour prayer. Pray for ourselves. We intercede for others. You can join us on site or online. The venue for the program has not changed. It's at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena, Songoeleele Road. And you can join us online as well on our YouTube channel. And the time for the program has not changed. It is 12 noon. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and compliments of the season.